Right across Tamworth and the northwest slopes and plains, this is 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Hello, Tony Ambrogetti. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Peter.
Fabulous as always.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, Father's Day this weekend.
It is, yes.
What are you getting your dad?
Dr.
A.
Probably won't be getting him anything specific. I'm going to see him the following weekend, so.
Okay,
so
you've got a week's grace to find a present for him.
I do. I wanted to get him a book. That's kind of our thing. We give each other books. So
it's really nice.
The thing is, like, finding one that he doesn't know about yet, which I did do. I introduced him.
He's a voracious reader.
Yeah, I introduced him to a series of books by Yuval Harari, they're like kind of philosophy life books, and he's obsessed. So that was like a win. And
that was good.
Now I've got to top it, so that's pretty hard.
You can't get him the latest one.
Well, he's read them all now.
Has he? All right.
Yeah, I gave him the first one, and then he bought me the second one, and I was like, don't buy the third one.
Okay.
It's for Christmas.
Okay. Well, we're doing Tuesday Life Hacks today, of course.
Oh, tell me, what do you have?
Unusual Father's Day gifts.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one to do on a Tuesday. How about this one here? I'll just show you on the screen here. I'll just turn it around for you.
Well,
how would you describe that?
That is a very bright yellow toilet brush, and it comes with a head attached.
Correct. Do you know whose head it is, though?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's someone whose hair is worthy of going in the toilet. They also have very orange skin, and they say what they
So it's a
think.
Donald Trump toilet brush, basically, and the hair is the brush. And it says, make your toilet great again.
I do like that.
I mean, I could get that for the mustard hut.
I actually think
it's only
$5
too.
My dad would like that, as long as none of the proceeds go to Donald Trump.
I wouldn't think so. I think it's a parody thing, but look, it's $5. How much is he going to get out of it?
I don't want to give him any sense.
Is he even going to notice? But I thought that's a good quirky gift, $5. He's just sitting on top of it, and you can ram his head down the toilet after you've performed your ablutions in the morning. I think that's a great gift. Something good. I also saw, how about these? These are really good too. You know when your dad gets to a certain age and they start wearing socks with sandals?
Like every age. Apparently it's like the new thing now.
Yeah, well, look at this.
Oh, dear.
That's a pair of socks with the sandals.
That look like it's a sandal.
Yeah, they look like it's just a pair of socks, but it looks like you're wearing sandals.
Yes, that's a very dad gift.
That's a great gift, isn't it? $15 you can get that for online. So I reckon that's a fantastic gift as well. So that's the theme of Tuesday Life Hacks this morning. So have you ever got – what's the best gift you've ever got your dad for Father's Day?
It wasn't for father. It was like a combined Father's Day / birthday because his birthday's coming up as well.
Well, my dad's birthday was yesterday.
Oh.
And his birthday. Yeah, he was on the show yesterday. You obviously
was
weren't
he?
Listening. Yeah, yeah. I had him on for famous birthdays yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, said g'day. Yeah, said got it cleared that tick that one off. Got a happy birthday out. Didn't even have to interrupt the show. It was fantastic.
didn't even have to remember to do it later on.
I thought if I ring him now. That sort of ticks a lot of boxes, yeah. So
there you go.
Yeah, so yeah, similar situation. So yeah, I'll get him a combined. You feel a bit raw today, don't you? Just because your birthday's right near Father's Day, you should still get two.
Well,
it's like when your kid's born on the 23rd of December. You can't give him.
I think I was working overseas, so I wasn't here anyway.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get like a more of an experience kind of thing as opposed to like some like tangible thing that he's not going to use in a way. I think I probably sent him some licorice because he's a big licorice fan.
Oh, okay. The Dutch licorice.
Yeah. Mm. And I got him and his wife tickets to see Andrea Bocelli.
Because
he's a big, big fan.
Yeah.
And I got like a pre-sale with my credit card and I thought, you know who would love this?
It's good that you're thinking that, though. That's really lovely of you.
Yeah, I bought them in, like, I think, like, April or something like that for the end of the year. So.
But you saw that
and
just went, my dad would really like that.
Yes,
that makes you a good daughter.
I thought to myself, he probably won't by them himself. Mm. And you know what? He didn't even know it was coming. And I think it was like one of the best nights of his life. I'm just going to put that out there and say
that. Yeah, okay. One of the best nights of his life. But yeah. Yeah,
well, the other one was when I was born.
You've only been around for half of it.
the best was when I was born.
You could have had some absolute rippers before you were even around. You never know. He probably did when he was a young bloke.
Well, obviously topped when I was born and kind of when my brother was born, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. I like when you are a dad, you get the when you've got kids. Did you ever buy your dad anything at like the school stall? They have
yeah.
All the time. So they're, you know what they are? They're the best gifts you ever get because they're just really dodgy, but they're just so sweet.
My dad isn't. He's like, because he's Italian and he grew up in Italy during like the 50s and 60s. He's very different to your classic Aussie dad.
I know.
So like all of the gifts that we would get at school were pretty Australian. They were pretty stereotypical male-esque and that's just not my dad. And so I probably got him some of those weird things and he was just like, this is great.
Yeah, well, that's what you do. Then you go, this is going straight in the pool room, you know, type of thing. But I know I'll tell you something. My surgeon, who happens to know your dad because they're both doctors and they're from Newcastle.
Yes.
And they just know each other. You know what word he used to describe your dad?
Unique? I don't know.
Urbane.
What's that?
It's cool.
Oh, okay.
It's another word for cool. Let me look up the word for it, but it's basically cool, urbane.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, he had a pretty heavy accent still. Yeah. So I think other people have a completely different view of my dad than I do.
Yeah, look, of a person, especially a man, courteous and refined in manner. He is charming and urbane.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, he must be. Yeah, I thought then and then, I thought, oh, he's a bit different. He's
yes,
not your average Aussie
different.
Dad.
Yeah, no, he's definitely unique.
Yeah, you
love
dad,
him for it.
Yeah, good one. Oh, that's good. And you're not going to see him this weekend, but you'll make up for it next weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Get him the socks.
What about
with the
you?
Sandals.
What are you hoping for? Anything or a big cuddle?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you want. Funnily enough, Father's Day has never been a big thing, but I did look forward when the kids were smaller to getting the, because you've got to pay for it right up front.
Yes. So it's almost like a lucky dip.
Yeah, well, they used to have the $5 and the $2 stall or whatever it was, and people would just donate them to the school, and then the kids would buy them, and then the money would go to the school, I guess, to the library or whatever it might be. And yeah, you'd always get, every year you'd get the coffee mug with the chocolates in it.
Yes, that was a classic
one. Did you buy
one?
That one? Wrapped in the cellophane.
It says like my favourite dad or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Anything. Could be just a random coffee mug. You know? But that was always a good one. One year I got 3 wire brushes. They're only small. Like the smallest one was the size of a toothbrush and then there was like a bit bigger and a bit bigger.
That's so
they
random.
Weren't. I know. But
I
you, know,
like,
what?
You know what?
I hung it up on the wall, still in the packet. You know, this is going straight in the pool room type of thing. I'm not even going to open this because I had no idea what I would use it for was the main thing.
I just got a flooding memory when you said that then. I definitely remember getting my dad one of those gifts and it was shoe polish.
Shoe polish. There
and
you
like
go.
And like a brush. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, looking at all of the gifts being like, as a little primary school kid thinking, my dad won't like any of these. And then I saw that and I thought, that's the only one because he makes us do that to our shoes.
Yeah, we used to have to polish ours. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, you have to
back
polish
in the
your
day.
School shoes. Yeah, we used to get the Clarks.
We
had to get the Clark ones because they were the good ones.
Yeah, leather, a pair that's going to last you all year.
Correct, that's
you only
right.
get one and you will die in them.
And you exactly, and you buy them one size too big because you'll grow into it.
Yes. Yes.
Right. You had a good pair that fit you. They go, no, we're not getting them. You'll be out of them in 3 months.
Yeah, totally. You will wear 3 socks until they fit you properly.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Interesting news coming out of the USA this morning. There's always interesting news coming out of the USA. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, on Thursday issued a warning to consumers about hand sanitizers that are flavored. Now, we've already had this thing where people started drinking them. Here's why. They've warned consumers about hand sanitizers that are flavored and packaged in food and drink containers, which increases the risk of people accidentally drinking them. According to the warning, the agency has found hand sanitizers with flavorings such as chocolate and raspberry picture your five-year-old kid. And in packaging, including beer cans, so you can get hand sanitizer in a beer can. And you know what some of those Americans are like? Water bottles, juice bottles, vodka bottles, and children's snack pouches. All with hand sanitizer in them, some of which were marketed with cartoons aimed at children. Just unbelievable, isn't it? I'm increasingly concerned about hand sanitizer being packaged to appear to be consumable products such as baby food or beverages. The commissioner of the FDA in the US, Stephen Hahn, said in a statement, these products could confuse customers into accidentally ingesting a potentially deadly product. It's dangerous to add scents with food flavours to hand sanitizers. Damn straight, which children, well, children, they're probably the smartest ones. Which could think smells like food, eat and get poisoned by them. I don't know. They're out of control, aren't they? In the US. That's just incredible. You can get a beer can one. Did I say a juice bottles, vodka bottles, children's snack pouches, for goodness sake. A children's snack pouch hand sanitizer that's chocolate or raspberry flavoured. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, okay, that. Yes, yes, good point.
Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM and 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
There you go. The toaster at the Mustard Hut broke down. And, you know, if there's one thing you need in your life, it's a toaster. Your toaster doesn't work. The spring broke. I was terrified I was going to. The spring that pops it up breaks. So it just keeps on cooking it till it burnt the hell out of it. And I had to get rid of it because I thought, you know what, odds on I'm going to put the toast down, forget that it doesn't pop up because you've got to turn it off at the point and then lift it up. Odds on I'm going to burn the house down, burn the Mustard Hut down, and we can't have that because, you know, that'll be inconvenient for everyone, particularly me. Why do they call it Dancing with the Stars when there's plenty of dancing but nobody says? You could say the same thing about the Masked Singer, really, couldn't you? There's plenty of masks but no stars. I saw them picking Kylie Minogue, Paula Abdul. What else did they pick? The other? It's like, come off. It's just going to be one of the local B-graders. And it was again last night, Lucy Durack. Nothing wrong with Lucy Durack as a person. But she's not exactly, you know, Kylie Minogue or Paula Abdul or someone like that. They just guess anything, don't they? And everyone goes, ooh. But, you know, like, I've never seen a reality show where there's so much disappointment all the time when they talk it up, but realistically, it's like, oh, it wasn't Kylie. Oh, it wasn't, you know, Lady Gaga. But it's no surprise, really, is it? Ah, we got our own little world over here, I guess. And, you know, if you're watching that, good luck to you, I guess. All I can tell you, I've got Pete for breakfast here on 1287 2TM. We're doing Tuesday Life Hacks this morning as well. This is unusual gifts for Dad for Father's Day, which is always a good thing to do. How about this? It's a bottle opener that launches the top after you open it. How good's that? So you open it and then it's got a little spring-loaded device in it and you just press it and it's like, you know how we used to throw the milk tops? Is anyone old enough to remember that? The aluminium foiled milk tops and you'd just flick them between your two fingers and sit, no? I'm the only one. Well, this one's a beer hole. It's a cap launcher bottle opener. And it launches the cap. How bad? If you want, you know, something to make a rod for your own back, because probably you'll be the one that goes and has to pick them all up because he'll be hungover after launching. Or you could set up a bin, you know, and you try to launch them towards the bin. There's the go. Target or something with a backboard. Something like that. Only $10 gets you that. That's a great gift for Dad, I reckon. If you order it in the next 6.5 hours, they'll ship it today. That's what they're saying. Easy to attach to a keyring. Open the bottle and fires bottle cap. Shoots up to 5 metres. I tell you what, that'll keep him amused for 10 minutes. And basically, that's all your dad's attention span is anyway. Well, mine.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth Zone 1287 2TM.
Give your dad something more exciting than just socks and jocks. We've been doing that on Tuesday Life Hacks. How about a table cornhole game? Shower steamer. Not that kind of a steamer, I don't think. It's a really dodgy present for your dad, but gee, if he's if he's a bit of a girl. And look, some dads are. You can be a metro now. $65 these things cost. Indulge in a steamy shower with energizing essential oil, aromatherapy scents like cedar orange or coffee. Place one shower steamer. It's like a little block, like a little cube. Place one shower steamer as close to your head as possible when showering. Allow some of the water to hit the steamer. The steamer will begin to dissolve and release a scent. To make your shower steamer last longer, remove from water once done as using a body scrub or aromatherapy. Set of 12 for $65, and it's vegan. That's the good news. It's all vegan. Yeah, it lost me as well.
Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Interesting news coming out of the USA this morning. There's always interesting news coming out of the USA. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, on Thursday issued a warning to consumers about hand sanitizers that are flavoured. Now, we've already had this thing where people started drinking them. Here's why. They've warned consumers about hand sanitizers that are flavoured and packaged in food and drink containers, which increases the risk of people accidentally drinking them. According to the warning, the agency has found hand sanitizers with flavouring such as chocolate and raspberry. Picture your five-year-old kid. And in packaging including beer cans, so you can get hand sanitizer in a beer can. And you know what some of those Americans are like? Water bottles, juice bottles, vodka bottles, and children's snack pouches. All with hand sanitizer in them, some of which were marketed with cartoons aimed at children. Just unbelievable, isn't it? I'm increasingly concerned about hand sanitizer being packaged to appear to be consumable products such as baby food or beverages. The commissioner of the FDA in the US, Stephen Hahn, said in a statement, these products could confuse customers into accidentally ingesting a potentially deadly product. It's dangerous to add scents with food flavours to hand sanitizers. Damn straight, which children, well, children, they're probably the smartest ones, which could think smells like food, eat and get poisoned by them. I don't know, they're out of control, aren't they, in the US? That's just incredible. You can get a beer can one. Did I say a juice bottles, vodka bottles, children's snack pouches, for goodness sake. A children's snack pouch hand sanitizer that's chocolate or raspberry flavoured. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, okay, that. Yes, good point. And it's time we went to the States and checked out what's going on over there in the good old US of A today. Well, there's several stories. I could be reading today, but I'm going to read this as an interesting one. There's been some exciting skullduggery going on with Tesla. I'm not even exaggerating things when I use the word skullduggery. An offer to a Tesla employee of $1 million from a Russian operative into a Tesla worker so they could install some malware into the Tesla computer factory and stuff up all the Teslas has been made, and luckily it's been busted. The offer came from a Russian operative of a criminal organization posing as a tourist. The fake tourist was 27-year-old Igor, of course it's Igor, Kruchkov, who reached out to a Russian-speaking non-US citizen employee of Tesla in mid-July. Kruchkov had some contact with the Tesla employee back in 2016 and then came to him this year and made him an offer of, well, he's originally offered him $500,000 to allow him to install this malicious software into the, and he upped it to $1 million when the guy said no. Kruchkov met with the employee and some of the employee's friends in Lake Tahoe, where he generously paid for food and plenty of booze. That's how you get him interested. That's like Burley. This sort of stuff. And generally had a good time with the group, though he was reluctant to take any pictures with his new friends. I wonder why. He then made an offer of the employee alone, when he got him alone, and explained that he worked for a group that undertook special projects. For this special project, he'd need the employee's help. The special project he had in mind was infecting the Tesla factory's computer networks with a custom-developed bit of malware for which they would need the employee to gain access to the network for installation. After he initially offered him $500,000, Kruchkov eventually upped the ante to $1 million. And look, I know you're already thinking of this, so let's just get it out of the way.
It's come to my attention that a breakaway Russian Republic, Kriplakistan, is about to transfer a nuclear warhead to the United Nations in a few days. Here's the plan. We get the warhead, and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. Virtucon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
There you go. The malware in question would have been first performed a denial of service attack as a distraction, while the following stage of the attack would pull sensitive data from the network, which would later be ransomed back to Telstra by the organisation. It's incredible this goes on, isn't it? And they would have been asking for between $4 and $6 million, as they would as it were from others. Thank goodness the employee expressed concerns about it and eventually reported it to his boss, and the Igor Kruchkov was subsequently arrested. But an interesting time, isn't it, in the world where you can do things like this.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth Zone 1287 2TM.